as it was in Ramadan, and even more. But it is difficult for everybody to do exactly as in Ramadan. It is natural. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this way of as a human being. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, do whatever you can, even very little. Even if it is very little, do it. But continue to do it. It's much better than doing some major act or grand act and you do something once or twice in 1 year and after that nothing you are doing. So the best things you can do as most beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-a'mal, the deed you are doing, even if it is very small, but you are doing it continuously. Every day, every week, every month. We fast Ramadan, we fast Monday and Thursday, we fast 6 days of Shawwal, and continue. Because we believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. We are not believing in any partner with Him. So whatever we are doing, we have to do mudawama ala ta'at. Continuing obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the purpose, as you know, that Ramadan is to create more taqwa in our heart, to create more fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shukr. Shukr, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is very important. It's part of our iman. If you don't give shukr to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is categorized them as kafir, subhanAllah. Inna hadaynahu as-sabila imma shakiran aw kafura. We have guided. Allah has guided you. Imma shakiran, to be grateful to Allah, or to be kafir. Here's the kafir here meaning ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's part of kufr. You have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People sometimes, they don't appreciate the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. We have a lot of ni'mah. It's not money, wealth, whatever. It's part of it. But look to yourself. Look to yourself, alhamdulillah. We are standing here. We are sitting here, alhamdulillah. We are healthy here. Even if you have part illness or sick. But alhamdulillah, you were able to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people cannot come here. They cannot even walk, they cannot even eat, they cannot even breathing. They have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now and every day. You know, one of the tabi'i, his name is Yunus ibn Ubaid, is tabi'i, follower of the Sahaba. A man came to him and he complained and he was distressed. He complained about his situation. So Yunus told him, do you accept to have 100,000 dirham instead of your eyes? I can give you 100,000 pounds instead of your eyes. Are you going to accept? He said, no way. Do you accept to have 100,000 dirham instead of your hands? I take both your hands. He said, no way. He said to him, okay, I see with you more than 200,000 dirham just in your eyes, because of your eyes, and you are not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And you ask him about your need. Allah gave me a lot in you. Ni'am. As Allah mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look at the sign around you for the believer. and look to yourself, you cannot see. You cannot see yourself. And on the earth are signs for the certain in faith and in yourself. Then will you not see? One of the preachers went to the Al-Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, and the Caliph told him, bring me a cup of water. He brought him a cup of water, and the preacher told him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, if this drink is prevented from you, if this cup of water is prevented from you, you cannot find water anymore. What are you going to do? He said, I will give all my property for a cup of water to survive. And he drank the water. And after that, the preacher told him, what if you are going to prevent the water coming from you? You mean what I mean? If the water coming out from you is prevented from coming out. Can you imagine? You cannot go to the toilet or something, and then you cannot do it. What do you think such a person will happen to him? He will die. How? He said, I am going to look for treatment immediately. I give all my wealth, all my money, so I can be healthy again. So I can go to the toilet and I can eat and I can drink and I give everything. And this is happening now. Anybody of us, and Muslim or non-Muslim, if facing difficulty, illness, he said, I am going abroad for medication, for very good doctor. You are going to spend money. He said, it's not important. I will spend all my money. And I borrow more money from somebody, from my friend, and so on. Subhanallah. How many blessings is in us, priceless in ourselves, in our body? The ni'mah, the blessing of our hearing. I can hear you. You can hear me. It is ni'mah from Allah. Give shukr to Allah. Alhamdulillah, shukr laka ya Rabb. It's very important. The ni'mah of your mind. We are not mad. We are, alhamdulillah, Allah gives us mind to think properly. Alhamdulillah, ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessing of your kidney, filtering the blood, and subhanallah, is the air you are breathing. Some people are using oxygen, you know, connected to their nose. And people cannot eat. They give them some sort of solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the source and the passage of the air is different than the basis of the food. And it's coming from the same place, sometimes from nose and from mouth. But subhanAllah, there are inside here, like a valve. When the food is coming, the valve for breathing stop, close, and the valve for eating and drink will go through. And the opposite. Thanks Allah. Alhamdulillah. If this is malfunction, what will happen? The person will die. Look at your heart. The beating of your heart. Day and night, without stopping, you do nothing about it. It's done automatically for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, we have to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, فَلَكَ يَا اللَّهِ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَالشُّكْرِ. To you, Allah, belongs that we are grateful to you and we thank you. And وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you should count the favors of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, Allah is forgiving, mercy. All the prophets and messengers of Allah, all are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah talked about Sayyidina Nuh, he said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Nuh, indeed, he was a grateful servant. Subhanallah, عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. There are two different, shakir and shakur. Shakir, he's grateful to Allah. But shakur, always grateful to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, shakur. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray night and day, and standing up for prayer, and his feet was swollen, and said, Aisha, O Prophet of Allah, Allah forgive you all your sin before and after. Why are you doing all this? He said to her, Ala akunu abdan shakura. I have to be abd shakur. I have to be a grateful abd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Sayyidina Ibrahim, shakiran li an'amah. He was thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Musa, wa kun min ash-shakirin. And go be among the grateful. That's why. Don't miss shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night, give shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of your iman. Because opposite of the shukr of kufr. Always give shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all the affair of the believer is good for him. For the believer only. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how wonderful is the affair of a believer. There is good for him in everything. And this applies only to a believer. If prosperity attends him, he expresses gratitude to Allah. If Allah bestowed upon you something good, alhamdulillah, shukr laka ya Rabb, shukr laka ya Rabb. And it's good for him. And if adversity befalls him, he endures it patiently, and this is good for him. Shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you leave shukr, if you leave shukr, this is a great warning. That means that you are following the full steps of shaitan. Because shaitan will tell you, oh, you did this so and so and so and so because of such a person's effort. He helped you. He done this for you. No. Al-Fadl min Allah. I give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase you in ni'mah. Allah will increase you in ni'mah. As mentioned in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. سبحان الله. شوف in the الآية mention شكر وكفر. The more grateful you are, the more you receive. And inversely, the more you mourn, the more favors you lose. Or at least you don't enjoy. We need to apply this in our life. Shukr al-ni'am. You can see a lot of people when Allah bestowed upon them some ni'mah. What they do? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when any affair or something very good to him and very beautiful, something, mashallah, great ni'mah came to him, immediately he made the sujood al-shukr. Make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr al-ni'am. That's why we need to say, as we know in your dua, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. A lot of people are ungrateful. Is that right? Yes. A lot of people are ungrateful. وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Allah mentioned is less, little. The people who give shukr as it should be is little. That's why you don't mind about this, because alhamdulillah, you're giving shukr to Allah. You're giving shukr to Allah. You're obeying Allah. The other people, may Allah guide them. You know, a father and the son, as example in our life. The father raised him. He's a baby. The father raised his baby. He fed him, clothed him, and taught him. He would stay up night so that his son could sleep. The father or mother stay hungry so that his son or her son could eat. And when the son became older and stronger, he rewarded his father with disobedience. Disobedience, disrespect. Can you imagine this? Imagine if the son or daughter to be disobedient to the father or mother. This is a great sin. You have to be grateful to your parents. You have to be grateful if somebody did something good to you. Sometimes you give me, or I give you some present or something like that. Some people are looking for more. Oh, I want to take from him something more. No. You have to return good things he has done to you. Return it to him, even with good dua, if you don't have. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, وَمَنْ صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا فَكَافِئُوهُ. This is the saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anyone does you kindness, recompense him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُكَافِئُوا فَادْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا أَنَّكُمْ قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُوهُ. But if you have not the means to do so, pray for him until you feel that you have compensated him. This is akhlaq al-mu'min and his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to use our tongue as we're remembering Allah, to give thanks also to the people as well. For example, somebody did something for you. Barakallah, barakallahu lak. Barakallah, may Allah bless you and your family. Subhanallah. Look at the effect if you see something to your brother like that. Barakallahu lak fi ahlik wa malik. Kalimat shukr, you are not wasting anything, but will bring the heart all together. That's why we have to strive to remember the many blessings that Allah has given to us, and to strive to be thankful and grateful to Allah, both in our words and in our actions. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول
Allah.